Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school softball play last night, a lot of doubleheader action in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic enjoyed the doubleheader last night. They won both games against Clarinda. A couple of shutouts, 10-0 and 12-0. Atlantic winning twice last night. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah twice, 12-0 and 10-0. It was Harlan over Glenwood 2-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Glenwood 15-8, winners in the nightcap. Creston and Denison split a doubleheader, with Denison winning 7-4 in the first game, Creston 7-4 in the nightcap, and St. Albert beat Fremont Mills 14-1 last night. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer took a pair from Tri-Center 15-0 and 13-0. It was IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 5-4. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 12-2. Audubon outscored Griswold 16-11. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam over West Central Valley 12-8. It was Westwood over West Harrison 12-1. Corner Conference action saw Bedford beat Stanton 16-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's 13-3 winners over Lennox, and Central Decatur beat Southwest Valley 9-1 last night. In boys baseball play last night, from the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic posting a victory as Atlantic triples up Clarinda. They win 9-3 over the Cardinals last night. Lewis Central doubled up Shenandoah 6-3 the final. It was Glenwood beating Harlan 7-6 in the first game of a doubleheader. Harlan took the nightcap 8-6. Creston beat Denison 4-2 and 9-6, sweeping a doubleheader last night. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Griswold over Audubon 5-3. AHSTW 12-2 winners over Riverside. Trainer beat Tri-Center 6-4 in Missouri Valley over IKM Manning by a final of 12-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over West Central Valley 11-0. Glidden Ralston beat Woodbine 9-6. Coon Rapids Bayard won a pair of games, beating Adair Casey 16-1. And it was Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 7-6. Corner Conference action saw Bedford beat Stanton 9-3. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur outlasting Southwest Valley in 8 innings by a score of 8-6. And Guthrie Center beat East Union by a 5-3 final last night. Well, some big changes are coming to the seeding process for high school boys postseason tournament basketball. The Quad City Times reports that the Iowa High School Athletic Association Board of Control has approved a change that will allow the coaches to seed their district or substate. In recent years, a team's record during a portion of the season determined its seed. Matt Koss reported on that story for the Times.
Now it's going to be in the coaches' hands. They're going to have seeding meetings the first part of February each year for basketball, where they'll take win-loss record into account, but I think you'll also see strength of schedule play a bigger role into it as well. So a lot of other states have gone to this format, Illinois, Missouri, and I was just kind of jumping on board with this now.
Koss says the way the state tournament is seeded will also change.
Now the 8 coaches that make the state tournament will rank the 7 other teams. They won't rank their own team, but the other 7 teams in their class, and then from there, the association will take those rankings and determine the seedings of the 8 teams, and then they'll turn it into a pairing show and things like that. So definitely some major changes from what has taken place in the past.
Previously, a team's win-loss record was used to seed the state tournament, and Koss says that system drew a number of complaints from coaches.
Especially in the lower classes, it seemed 1A and 2A. You had a lot of teams that maybe were seeded 6th or 7th that ended up in a state championship game just maybe because they were a little more battle-tested than some of the other teams. So I think now we'll get maybe some better matchups right out of the gate at the state tournament, and it could make the state tournament just more competitive throughout the week.
Those changes will go into effect for next season. Let's get back to baseball now, as Victor Martinez matched a career best with 3 home runs. The Tigers pounded 6 of them as a team, and Detroit sailed to a 10-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night to open up a 4-game series. Martinez hit a pair of solo shots, and Nick Castellanos went deep before James McCann homered off Royals reliever Luke Hochschaver, leading off the 7th to knot the game at 4-all. Cabrera followed moments later with a 2-run shot that gave the Tigers their first lead of the game. Detroit added 3 more runs in the 8th before Martinez hit his 3rd homer in the 9th inning. The veteran designated hitter's other 3-homer game came on July 16th, 2004 at Seattle. Justin Verlander allowed 4 runs on 8 hits over 7 innings, continuing his mastery of the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Verlander improved to 13-5 in 22 starts in his career at that ballpark. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Seattle beat Tampa Bay 6-4, Texas over Oakland 5-1. It was Baltimore over Boston 5-1, and the Yankees beat Minnesota by a 4-1 final. In the National League, Atlanta over Cincinnati 7-2. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 6-4. Washington over San Diego 8-5. Milwaukee outscored the LA Dodgers 8-6. One interleague game saw Toronto beat Philadelphia by a 13-2 final. In other baseball news, the Kansas City Royals have reinstated outfielder Brett Eibner from the disabled list and optioned Raymond Fuentes to AAA Omaha before they began that four-game series against the Tigers last night. Eibner went on the DL on June 1st with a sprained left ankle. The longtime minor league standout was 6-for-13 with three doubles and two RBIs in four games with the Royals before getting hurt. The 27-year-old Eibner gives the Royals a little more power in their lineup. Fuentes, a former first-round pick of the Boston Red Sox, was hitting .317 in 13 games for Kansas City. New York Mets third baseman David Wright had surgery to repair a herniated disc in his neck, and he's out for the foreseeable future. He's expected to miss most of the remainder of the season and perhaps all of it. Wright says in a statement that the neck didn't respond to any of the treatments over the past few weeks. He says he's determined to make a full recovery. Well, the College World Series begins on Saturday in Omaha, and ticket sales are on pace with past years, despite the absence of some of the perennial powerhouses like LSU and Mississippi State. Thousands of Iowans make the annual trip to TD Ameritrade Park to watch college baseball's premier event. Herb Hames is the volunteer ticket chairman for that event.
The majority of our season ticket holders just love the fact that this is still an amateur sport where they get to see future major leaguers.
And Hames says there are always those who support the underdog.
UC Santa Barbara, Coastal Carolina may not bring a lot of their own fans, but I think they will draw more and more fans from Omaha, season ticket holders that want to cheer for a first-timer.
Hames says there are several teams in the field that will bring some large followings.
We have an Oklahoma State, which is that's a drivable distance, and they haven't been here since 1999, so I do think we'll get some good attendance from them. I also think TCU does a really good Omaha crowd because a lot of folks are grads or have had kids graduate from TCU.
Hames says bleacher seats are always popular and group sales are big during the week when the attendance is traditionally lower.
And the big factor that I think of is the weather. When you have games in the afternoon where the temperature is going to be in the high 90s, a lot of people may prefer to watch it on TV and sell their tickets to somebody else. So we'll see how that goes. I know it's going to be a warm week, but that's what the College World Series is all about.
Oklahoma State will play UC Santa Barbara in Saturday afternoon's opener. Miami and Arizona will then collide on Saturday night. Not much golf was played on the opening day of the U.S. Open, with rain interrupting action three times before it was suspended. They'll complete first round action early this morning. A little known Andrew Landry tops the leaderboard as he has finished up his round now, as he shot a 66 for his opening round as he finished up the last couple of holes this morning. He shoots 4 under in his first round of action and has a 3-stroke lead right now on the leaderboard. Also, Scottie Scheffler, an amateur, is into the clubhouse, shooting a 69, a 1-under par total for today. He's among a group tied at 3 strokes back. Kevin Streelman also posted a 69 in his first round. Bubba Watson is through 17 holes at 1-under. Danny Lee is 1-under through 16. Lee Westwood and Harris English are also 1-under through 16, while Shane Lowry is 1-under par through 15 holes as those golfers back out on the course early this morning. There were a number of golfers who didn't even get on the course yesterday, so they've got a ways to go to get themselves through that first round action. Well, who has the momentum in the NBA Finals? LeBron James had his second straight 41-point game, and the Cleveland Cavaliers won their second straight must-win game, beating Golden State 115-101 to force a decisive Game 7 Sunday night in Oakland. No team has come back from a 3-1 deficit to win an NBA championship series, but the Cavs are giving it their best shot. James also had 8 rebounds and dished out 11 assists. Stephen Curry had 30 to lead the Warriors before he was ejected with 4:22 left. And fired Baylor football coach Art Briles is accusing the school of wrongful termination and has indicated that he has no interest in settling a federal lawsuit filed against him and the university by a woman who was raped by a football player. The criticism was in a motion filed as part of the lawsuit. Briles says he wants a judge to assign him new attorneys, and his personal legal team is demanding that Baylor turn over all its files in the sexual assault scandal. Briles' petition says that he met April 7th with Baylor attorneys and that they used information that he shared to support his firing. That's Checkup Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.